Phone Boy Speaks, episode 328, Making Windows Phone iCloudy. So as I mentioned on the last podcast, I'm going to be stuck with a Windows phone for at least a little while. So I wanted to do some stuff to try and at least make it easier to keep using the data in iCloud, which is, you know, where I've got a lot of stuff, mainly contacts and calendar, and not experience any data loss issues, or, you know, if I forget to pick up the iPhone and look at something like calendar invites and stuff for my wife, then I don't want to lose all of that. So I was on a quest to try and figure out how to do that. And unfortunately, there's no real nice way of doing that. I mean, even Apple doesn't necessarily make the information available on their website, but people have reverse engineered it and such. But even, you know, even Microsoft doesn't necessarily support the necessary protocols up until very recently, but they only use it for Google. They don't make it possible, at least very easily, to use that information, with other service providers. But I did a little bit of research on the internet, and I wrote up a nice how-to in the show notes for this episode, which is at phoneboy.com/ps/328. You can see all of the stuff that you have to enter if you have a Windows phone, and it's running Windows Phone 8 GDR2, which has the necessary CalDAV and CardDAV support built in. Then you'll actually be able to use it. And so, that seems to work. At least I can get the data from it. I haven't really, I'll have to test putting data to it, but I assume that will work. It's just a matter of, just a matter of trying it. But if I can get the things into, I've gotten all the stuff into my phone, that makes it easier to, of course, get it out, or at least lets me see the stuff. Now, it doesn't solve all of my problems, because there's still the issue of pictures. Now, getting pictures from the iPhone to the Windows phone is actually pretty easy, because you can use IFTTT to sync things to SkyDrive. However, I wish I could pull things from SkyDrive into iPhoto, but that may not be quite as easy, or possible, or whatever. I don't know, I'll have to research that. But anyway, so for those of you who have who are either transitioning or potentially using both an iPhone and a Windows phone, here's some way of at least keeping the data in sync between the two. I wish there was a way to use data from Outlook on the computer and put that into Windows Phone. However, that doesn't seem to be possible. My Exchange server is not available over the internet, and I don't expect that. I don't expect that Checkpoint will necessarily want that. So anyway, so a cable solution would much better, but it's not required. I can work around that for now. But that's probably a topic in and of itself. Is that all these different cloud services are putting data up in the up in the cloud that you may not necessarily want in the cloud, but you kind of have to, because that's how these phones work, right? I mean, you have to be able to make and receive phone calls and know who you're making and receive phone calls to. And of course, calendars, which is another thing. But, of course, calendar invites don't have much in there. But anyway, we'll say that's probably a topic for another time. But at least, as I say, if you're making the transition from iOS to Windows Phone, and I don't know many people doing that, but maybe it's useful to somebody. I don't know. So that's why I wrote the procedure up, and then it will be available in the show notes for this episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.